The Haunted Policeman?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, you want to tell it or should I?
Well, you want to cut it in half?
Okay, I'll start. All right, we got a call from a family in Vermont, northern Vermont, and their son lived in an apartment beneath their home. And this the gentleman was a local police officer, obviously I can't say where. We went up to Vermont the first time, and Ben and I got out of the car, and we our policy is don't tell us anything except how to get to the place first. All right. And we got out of the car, and we were both immediately drawn to a spot in the backyard of this. That's a rural area, but obviously they had a backyard, and there was a field behind that. And we looked at each other, and we didn't know what was happening, but something negative was happening there somewhere in space-time, in some, you want to say, parallel world. Something bad was happening. Drew us right to it. Went into the house, and the upper floor was very positive. These are the very nice, I want to call elderly, upper-middle-aged couple. They had angels all over the place, you know, little knickknacks and things of that kind. Very positive, very devout Roman Catholic people. Mm-hmm. But then we went downstairs, and you want to take it from there, Ben, with your photograph?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of a completely different story because the couple that lived in the basement underneath were actually the son was a police officer, and he lived with his fiance and their young little boy.
Okay.
He was like, what, like not even a year old yet.
Yeah. Well, there was a parasitical presence. Some people would call it demonic. We call them parasites. We believe they're life forms, not even spirits. They're life forms that feed upon our negative energy. And there was plenty of that down there. And you remember what the guy told us, Ben, when he said, funny you should describe it that way, Paul, because whenever we have an argument, this thing just manifests. And he would see it. They would see it walking around the apartment at night as a black sort of hooded figure. And wouldn't you know, Ben's first photograph on his first case, he got a picture of the darn thing.
No.
Yep.
I was afraid to show it to you because I thought you'd be afraid, but I underestimated your coolness at the time. So anyway, he dealt with it. He said, hey, it looks like one of the Black Riders from Lord of the Rings. And it did. And you can see it standing right behind the man who was showing us the apartment. And the shoulder of the thing was so thick that it blocked out a picture on the wall behind it. And even our Killjoy photo expert took a pen and he drew the hooded figure right behind the guy, and this guy, he doesn't believe anything, you know. But he could see this, and that's people can see that if they want to. NewEnglandGhosts.com, the website, and the ghosts of Vermont. There's a picture of that.
And what was your role there, though, to cleanse the place or to just report on it?
Well, here's where we differ from a lot of groups, and you need to pay more attention to the people in these cases than you do the phenomenon. That may sound strange. But from my point of view, I've seen it all 20 times, although every case is different. But people very often are suffering. And in every case, people have something to do with what the phenomena are and what's going on and why it's going on. In this case, this police officer and his fiancée were a food source for this thing. You notice, George, how these things start out. You read all kinds of ghost stories about, say, poltergeists. They don't start out with the thing, you know, playing frisbee with your grandmother's fine china. They start out with a couple of footsteps.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a knock on the door. And then as your buttons get pushed, as you become more frightened, annoyed, or angry, they feed on it. It gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And then if it goes to its full potential, you end up with a poltergeist situation or even a possession situation. That's how it seems to work. But these things we have seen. What it was doing, to make a long story short, was in that yard, it being the parasite, there seemed to be only one, was feeding upon a murder that apparently was taking place out in this yard in a parallel reality. And it wouldn't always get enough to eat from that, and it would literally detach from that, and whether it was itself or a tentacle or whatever, would literally wander into the nearby basement door and look for something to eat in there from this couple it was fighting. Odd as it sounds, that's how it works.
How bizarre.
Absolutely. Oh, you haven't heard anything yet. not necessarily with this case, but we got one here. Ben's been kind of working on with what I can only call grays. But in any case, this is so this case is ongoing. As far as cleansing is concerned, what you do is, you know, sage is great. Holy water is fine. But what it really takes is to what we call the Peter Pan theory.
And what's that?
Get the negative energy out. Think happy thoughts. Get the positive energy, and the positive energy will displace the negative energy, cut off the food supply, and the thing will look elsewhere, or it might even go dormant.
Have you ever told the people, get out, just get out, don't even live here anymore, move?
Very occasionally, yes. Funny you should say that, because the police officer did that, and everything's been ducky ever since.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, we talked to him just, what was it, Ben, 2 weeks ago?
Three.
And they filled us right. Everything's great. They've been married. They have a second child. Everything seems to be fine. So it's but if the wrong kind of if you know the Manson family moves into that apartment, you have more problems.
I guess so. How do you work, Ben, with your father?
Well, the funny story, as you can tell, my dad does a very large portion of the talking. Well, I'm not very good with like people, so that's kind of his job is to work.
Yeah, you will. You're only 18. You'll get there.
Yeah, I'm a teenager, so I'm not supposed to have good social skills. So
Facebook, right?
Yeah, that doesn't really count as social skills. Just typing a few things out, and it's like, oh, look, I just interacted with somebody.
So Dad handles the people.
Yeah, my dad handles the people, and I handle the phenomenon, pretty much.
Yeah, he's, I don't mean to embarrass him, but he's the most powerful psychic I've ever encountered.
Well, Paul, aren't you, and I'm not knocking you here, but aren't you putting Ben in harm's way when he handles all the phenomena here?
This is, well, not all of it, but this is what, you've put your finger on a nerve there, George, because I worry about that every day.
So does my girlfriend.
Yeah. Let me give you an example. If you want something really bizarre?
Sure.
Okay. Shall I tell him about the Greys, Ben, looking for help?
Oh, God.
The alien Greys?
He came to me one night and he was saying that apparently dissident, for lack of a better term, alien Greys were looking for his help to pass into a parallel world that was better for them.
All right, here, let me explain.
You explain it, because it's...
All right, have you ever heard of the Dover Devil?
Yes.
All right, so check this out. What was this? This was like a few months ago. Like, I would sleep in my living room because it was cooler down there, and it was, like, hot during the summer, so.
All right, and you don't have air conditioning or what?
Oh, no, we had air conditioning. That's why I slept in the only room that had air conditioning.
It's an old house.
Oh, it's one of the window kind, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I was trying to sleep one night, and I kept hearing rustling outside the window, and I was like, okay. It's 2 in the morning. There can't be anybody outside. It's not my cat because the cat's inside. And I was just like, all right, this is weird. This is really weird. So I just felt like so ominous. And then I was just like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. So I got my dad and we turned on all the lights and then it just stopped. And then a few nights after that, like I kept like getting like these weird feelings of like and seeing like faces of like Greys and stuff. And they were talking to me and they were like, okay, I need your help to get to somewhere else. And I'm just like, all right. So I helped them across or whatever and all that. I don't usually like talking about it because I don't know how to describe it because it sounds like I'm crazy.
Well, lest you think he's crazy, let me tell you what I found under the window. There were tracks, three pads. I've never seen anything like it myself, of three pads, like on each foot.
Like three toes?
Well, not toes. They were like pads. I would say the thing must have weighed about 25, 30 pounds. There's no animal around here that makes tracks like that. And there were several, and I found it over a period of about a week when this was happening.
That's weird.
You tell me.